pieces of good news, little bits of optimism around. But certainly the business sector and government working very, very hard. And from what I've been able to piece together from speaking to people who've been involved in discussions, that the discussions have been robust, they've been thorough, they've been thoughtful, and there's been an extraordinary level, possibly an even unprecedented level of collaboration between government and private sector. Business Unity South Africa Vice President Martin Kingston on the line to us from Johannesburg. Is that your experience, Martin? Unprecedented collaboration for an unprecedented time?
I think that's exactly right, Bruce. We're in a set of circumstances that none of us have ever anticipated happening. And if we don't work together, we're not going to be able to address the challenges that now confront us. And we've had extremely, I wouldn't say robust, I think they've been extremely constructive conversations about how we can put our collective shoulders at the wheel to try and mitigate the immediate risks, recognizing this is going to be with us from an economic point of view for a very long time.
What sorts of collaborations can you disclose?
Well, we recognize that there are three primary platforms that need to be dealt with. The first is healthcare. We have mobilized a very significant amount of private sector resources to see how we can come up with interventions working with government to deal with testing, tracking and tracing, and indeed treating, to ensure that we've got the requisite skills and capabilities at the disposal of the nation to deal with the virus and the aftermath of the virus. The second is labor markets. As we speak, we're dealing with what sort of interventions could take place to deal with the workforce, who are going to be very, very significantly impacted, particularly the most vulnerable with small and medium-sized enterprises, small businesses that don't have the structures and the support, but also large businesses. I'm sure you will have talked about the fact that they've seen their market capitalization collapsing over the last several weeks. And thirdly, of course, economic interventions, where we've had to identify what are the critical industries that need to be supported in this set of circumstances, what are the interventions that need to be made, how do we secure the infrastructure that's required to ensure that the economy can continue to function, and indeed, how can we provide relief for those small and medium-sized enterprises that are, as I said, the most vulnerable.
I mean, we know we talked with the Restaurant Association earlier, and these are overwhelmingly small and medium enterprises. These are people that employ directly people in the economy, people who, you know, already are losing jobs. Because, I mean, our unemployment statistics are horrific as it is, and it just feels like we run the risk of going off the edge of a cliff here, Martin.
Well, as you said, the backdrop was already very, very difficult. The budget was a difficult budget, followed by very bleak economic statistics. Actually, that's paled into insignificance relative to what is happening now globally with respect to the pandemic. The fact that we have no visibility, none of us, as to how long it will last, as to the depth of the impact or the severity, let alone what happens here in South Africa. We have to recognize that almost all of our trading partners have closed their borders, not just with us, but with everybody else. We can neither import nor export to many of our traditional and key markets, that we are having to consider what happens in terms of an economy that is contained within its own borders, where, as you say, many of our industries are going to be very severely affected. Some of them already clearly so, as you say, the hospitality industry in particular, but many others as well.
I mean, it does illustrate the importance of containment, containment, containment. And in a society that is not renowned for voluntarily doing the right thing, it may be time to get tough.
Well, we've raised this with the president. We had a very direct discussion with him yesterday. We're all aware of the fact that containment is actually the first line of defense and the most important line of defense. We raised the issue of the problems we have with respect to public transportation, both in terms of commuter transport on the trains and indeed on the taxis. We've got nearly 17 million people who use the taxis every day. We talked about township economies and the impact this is going to have in terms of social distancing in the townships and the need to enforce it exactly as you say as a discipline if we're going to be able to reduce the severity of the impact. If you look at our curve relative to any other country, including Italy's, it is frightening at the steep incline of the of the curve, and we need to flatten the curve. We all, I think, accept and acknowledge that, and that's what we discussed yesterday, and we were all in alignment that we need to take immediate steps to try and flatten the curve as quickly as possible.
Martin Kingston, we expect to hear more from the President in the next 20 minutes. Thank you. Martin Kingston is Business Unity South Africa's Vice President. An insight into the discussions that are informed what the President is, whatever he's going to be announcing, from 7:30 this evening.